Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. During the bitter slavery in Mitzrayim, Paro decreed death upon any newborn Jewish baby boy. At that time, the Gadol Hador Amra made a decision to stop having children. But then his young daughter Miriam convinced him out of it. One of the things she told him was, even if the Mitzrayim would fulfill this decree, the baby would still live on forever in Olam Haba. It did not matter how long the infant would actually survive. What mattered was that if their neshama would be brought down into this world, it would enable them to live on in eternity. The job of every Jewish parent is to be the guardian of a holy neshama, which Hashem brought down into this world and placed in their care. They are to ensure that the neshama stays pure and eventually be zocheh to live on forever. Some children live for 120 years and some live for just a day. The amount of life that they need to reach Olam Haba is determined by Hashem. Some children are brilliant and some are not. Some have handicaps and some don't. Every child is different, but the goal for every one of them is the same. The Sefer Divrei Yeshua v'Nechama told a story which took place many years ago in Gateshead, England. A man had a baby born to him with Down syndrome. He and his wife raised the child and loved him very much. They had, Baruch Hashem, many other children who were all strong and healthy. When the Down syndrome child was turning 13, his parents decided to make him a small bar mitzvah celebration. The father invited a minyan of men to a seuda at his home, and the author telling the story was one of them. During the meal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, Rav Leib Gurwitz, got up to speak, and this is what he said. At this time in history, we are all Gilgulim, which means we have all already lived in this world before, and we had to come back here to fix something we didn't accomplish the first time. If there is a person who is born with tremendous potential, for example, he is wise and strong-minded and has charisma, that means he has a lot that he needs to accomplish here that he did not do the first time. But if there is a person who has very little potential, his body doesn't fully develop, or he doesn't have the mental capacities to do that much, that means he is a Gilgul of a very great Sadiq who almost finished his job already before. He came back to do some minor corrections, perhaps to say some berachot, or to do acts of kindness, or perhaps just to be the vehicle in which others can perform kindness through. For sure, this type of person needs to do much less than others to be able to live on forever in Olam Haba. The less capabilities a person is born with, the better his neshama is already. The rabbi then concluded his speech by saying, fortunate are you, the parents of such a lofty neshama. You were chosen to be the guardian of this great Sadiq, which means he will be in your family, amongst your children, not only here, but in the world to come as well. And there you will see how great he really is. The parents were noticeably emotional from these words of the rabbi, and they thanked him very much for coming and for his heartwarming words of chizuk. The father then took his bar mitzvah boy to Israel to get berachot from Gedolei Hador. When he returned, he told that when he went with his son into the Chazon Ish to get a beracha, immediately the Chazon Ish stood up fully from his sitting position. The man was astounded and turned around to see if there were any other great rabbis behind him. When he saw no one was there, he assumed that the Chazon Ish stood up for him, and so he said, "Rabbi, you don't need to get up for me." The Chazon Ish told him, "I'm standing up for your son. This boy has one of the greatest neshamot in our entire generation. He is deserving of my honor. We have no idea of how great people really are. A parent who may feel broken over his child's lack of development or lack of ability must know he is raising a very holy Sadiq, and he will be zocheh to have that child in his family. Lenetzach Netzachim." Have a great day.